Hey everybody, this is your boy F, chilling in the EUG. You're listening to The Great Divide. The official weapon of the show is wisdom. The unofficial sport is drum corps. And this is going to be a quick show. It is the third of three bonus shows I'm giving you guys because I haven't been keeping up with the putting shows out like I said I would at the beginning of the year. The good side of that is, though, you'll be glad to know that today, this very day, I moved into the new Digital Divide office space. For those of you not in the know, the Digital Divide is my business. It's IT consultation, computer repair, all that type of stuff. And the Digital Divide is where all the other parts of this conglomerate come from. So there's my business, the Digital Divide. Then there's this show, The Great Divide. Then there is the gaming podcast, Divided We Game. And then there's the now defunct Game of Thrones podcast, A House Divided. All that shit came from the Digital Divide, just so you know. In any case, let me go ahead and knock out this podcast right quick for y'all. Today, I wanted to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the internet. I love the internet. The interwebs are my friend. They are also my worst enemy. And in particular, I feel like shit like social media is the armpit or the athlete's foot of the internet. No, I take that back. YouTube comments are the athlete's foot of the internet. Read the comments and you'll know why human beings are the scum of the earth. In any case, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the internet, about my experience with the internet. The reason why social media disgusts me so much is because you can't really talk to people on the internet. People are just talking at each other. And I mean, I can kind of understand it, but I have been trying to, as a sociologist, and I say this all the time on this show, as a sociologist, I study people's behavior. I'm always, always, 100% of the time thinking about why the behavior. And trying to have a conversation online can make you want to pull your hair out unless you're talking to somebody you know. Where you know where they stand already, because people will say the most awful things to each other on the internet, and Facebook in particular, because I'm thinking about four or five different incidents that I've had this week, not necessarily me personally, but shit that I have seen other people, you know, get into, and some that I have gotten into myself. And I keep thinking, why won't people listen to each other on the internet? Even if the other person has good points, then the first person will dig into whatever stance that they had that's fucked up, instead of trying to listen. And I couldn't figure it out. If you know the truth about something and you tell it to somebody who you know they don't have the truth, don't you ever wonder why they stand in that lie? Why they will plant their feet in that lie because they don't want to hear what you got to say so bad, even though you know they know that you're right about whatever it is. And so I've been thinking about it. This is the best I can come up with. But I think it describes that. And I think it describes why we will never be able to go on the internet and have a real conversation with people we don't know. I mean, besides the fact that you can't read people's body language and shit like that through the internet, you still will never be able to go on there and just have a conversation with somebody who's actually listening to you. Here is the reason. Sometimes when a man and a woman really love each other, they do this thing together where they get together and they get married. Sometimes, but not all the times, she will have children from a marriage or a relationship previous to when they got together. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes he will have kids with somebody else, but he's taking care of them, and she will come into the relationship as a single person with no kids. Sometimes they both have kids. Sometimes neither one of them got kids. But tonight, for the sake of argument, we're going to say one of them have kids. We're going to say the dude has kids and a woman marries into that. And I'm about to quote a joke from Cheryl Underwood, which I thought was very funny, and it describes the situation perfectly. She said she went to be with this man and she was meeting the kids for the first time. And all she said to him was, go wash up. We about to eat. And the littlest one, 5 years old, pulled the bottle out his mouth and said, we ain't got to do what you say. You not our mama. She said, listen, little motherfucker, I'm not trying to be your mama. I'm just trying to fuck your daddy. You need to stay the fuck out of my business, you little cock-blocking bastard. Always knocking on the door while I'm trying to suck your daddy dick, talking about, can I have a glass of water? Shut your motherfucking ass up or I'll take you to Michael Jackson's house. Now, this was before. I love that joke. But this was before the Neverland Ranch documentary on HBO. So I know that joke is probably in bad taste now, but this was before that. In any case, because she did that joke like maybe a decade ago. In any case, now you get what I'm talking about. The little baby didn't want to do what she said because she not their mama. And oftentimes when you have a person who is with a parent and a step-parent, the child will often hate the step-parent. The reason why the child will often hate the step-parent is because the step-parent will come in a relationship and be with their mama or their daddy and then think they can tell the child what to do based on the fact that they're in a relationship with their mom or daddy, and that's not true. So the reason why these children hate these men or these women, these step-parents, is because they come in there trying to run shit without a relationship. You just can't go tell people what to do because you know them. You need to have a relationship. They need to know there is a reason why this person is telling me to do this thing or recommending me to do this thing. If you go try it, anybody who listens to this right now, find a new relationship and they have kids and then go in their house and start telling their kids what to do without a relationship with them and see what the fuck happened. Because here it is. Rules without relationship equals rebellion. Say it with me, y'all. Rules without relationship equals rebellion. The only thing this child know about this stepmama or this stepdaddy is that they fucking they mama or they daddy. That's all they know about them. Don't go in nobody's house and expect a child to like you just because the parent like you. You got to give them a reason to. But what I'm getting at is when you go online, it's the same shit. You talking to people you have with no relationship with. So why should they listen to you? So if a person know the truth and they know that the other person know that they telling the truth and the other person stand in the lies because they don't want to be wrong in front of this other person, they're doing it because they don't know you. They don't owe you shit. They ain't got to listen to you. Why would they listen to you? They don't know you. Rules without relationship equal rebellion, even online. So what do you think about that? I want to know what you think about this little equation. Rules. And let me know by sending us some feedback at feedback@thegreatdivide.us or by calling the voicemail line at 541-357-7585. Keep the messages to 2 minutes or less. And until next time, catch you on the flip side.